Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalage begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Watch them produce that shit.
I'll be back in an hour.
Handle.
But it helps because it's the giggles.
Sure. That's valuable, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
People were sad when you left in 2007 when we did that...
The Mountain Dew show,
and there was no giggles.
That's true.
I remember getting...
That's canon.
Did you hear us bagging on you? Like, or not bagging on you, but assume that you hated us in 2007?
I didn't, though.
You didn't?
Not even in any reality, including the fake crab juice reality.
Crab juice.
Yeah, for those of you that didn't catch this, we actually slipped in a third secret hidden episode recently as a flourishback.
A flourishback.
I wish there was just, like, one letter that I didn't have to use in there to make it roll off the tongue better. Because flarsback sounds stupid.
Yeah, but you can't drop the H because flarsback doesn't work good either.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
We'll get our flars back.
Well, the good news is we don't have to do any more flarsbacks.
No, that's right. We're doing current backs.
Yes.
Put this one on up as a current delushback.
Florent.
Sure. What?
Lars.
Lars.
The awesome thing about the flashback.
I didn't know you were going to do that, so I introduced us as the Lars, and then we did that skit later on. That happening.
The skit, like we wrote that.
Well, that's we clearly, if we had that, I wouldn't have busted us like that.
No, I just made that up on the spot, so it was nobody's fault. But I did think it was funny that you call us the Lars.
Yeah.
And then
later on we invent
it, and then you forget. What we were calling the new show?
At that point, I was trying to play along. Well,
Darmalars are hilarious.
Yeah. You asked for it.
Stevie finally decided to listen to our show. Stevie's my wife, for those who don't know. She finally started listening to our show, and she said, "You guys talk about Mountain Dew way too much on that episode."
On the Mountain Dew focused episode.
Do an iTunes review.
That's criticism. We'll put that
the iTunes review. These guys never talk about Lost. Granted, it's the hiatus, but still.
But how many stars did that person give us? Do you remember?
Like 3.
They were like, "Yeah, that's okay, I guess." But yeah, it was pretty situational.
So
but we're
going to
talk about Lost eventually today.
Oh yeah, that's all we're going to talk about. So how was your week?
A minute and 30 seconds.
What have you guys been up to for that past 18 months?
I'm Ralph.
I'm Ben. No,
we're
the Darmalars,
and we're here with producer Ryan.
Hey.
And this is our Lost series finale prediction show.
God damn, series finale.
I know. Season 4 and 5 just flew by. And
yeah.
Season 6.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday we were doing season 3 shows.
I was watching What They Died For, and it was already making me, I don't know, I wasn't like sad per se, but I was definitely feeling things. I was like, wow, what a long road.
Yeah.
This show's making me feel things, man. All up in my heart hole.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Skypack said, like this time next week, Lost will be over.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Chris in Boston's last name is Skypack, which, you know, the first 5 letters of his last name are also the name for Skype.
Skype.
So when I tried to tell Ben, hey, we should try doing a Skype, since you were out of town. Mm-hmm. Let's try doing it on Skype. It auto-generated Skype hack. It's like, why don't we get Chris in Boston down here to...
No, we'll just call him. I'll call him, and you call him, and he'll put the show together.
All right.
So, yeah, we are here as per the arrangement.
Yes, per the arrangement. Thanks to everybody who contributed to Autism Speaks during my segment of the Jay and Jack 20 million hour long podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to gloat or anything. No, fuck it.
Gloat!
From what I am to understand...
Yes.
How awesome every one of the Dharmalar's listeners are. They woke up early on a Sunday morning and donated more money than Jorge's segment and Dim and Lindelof's segment combined.
Hey, right on.
So the reason why you're getting this particular episode is because you guys went way above and beyond the goal that we had set. So it was
so good. Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It was the least we can do. It was really great. So yeah, this is the finale prediction show.
That's right.
This is, you know, a bonus for all your contributions.
And thank you, and good work. And for those of you that didn't contribute and are listening for free, you know, that's good too.
Yeah,
you
know? That's good
like
too.
PBS.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, someone pays for it.
Yeah.
It's a lot like PBS.
No
totes, though. So, how do you want to go about it? Do you want to just take turns? I wanted to say, I don't know how much predicting we did on the regular show. Was predicting a game we got into a lot?
For finales.
For finales, we always did a prediction.
Okay.
We had our first finale predictions. Actually, this is kind of an interesting story. We were never planning on doing finale prediction shows. We had just finished doing the episode Greatest Hits in Season 3.
Greatest Hits?
Greatest Hits. For those of you that still have that file. We did that episode on our, like, Thursday night or whenever we would record shows. And then I got an email from Jorge Garcia. And he's like, hey, I'm in town. Have you guys recorded yet this week? And I wasn't going to be like, yeah, don't stop by. Don't worry about it. You're good.
We handle it.
We're like, nah.
Delete.
Come in. I told him, I said, well, we already recorded our greatest hits episode, and we were thinking about doing finale predictions because it's the big finale next week. And he's all, oh, awesome. I'll do that. So it was like pretty much on the spot, me calling Ben and say, hey, come over today. Jorge's going to be here. We're going to do a finale prediction show.
And was that the first time we recorded with him?
That's the first time we recorded with him.
Well, then that was a worthy cause.
Yeah. So that's where that's the genesis of the finale predictions. A funny side note is Jorge had asked me to burn a CD of our greatest hits episode, so he can listen to it on the way back to his hotel. And when I gave it to him, he's like, oh, the episode of Lost is titled Greatest Hits.
So he thought it was like...
He thought we were so well established that we had like this awesome clip show that...
I don't even know how we would handle like. And now listen to this time when we talk about the Columbo.
Remember the pearl necklace? Because it was a pearl necklace.
That was great. A good one. That was one of our hits.
That's so funny. Yeah, this is we did the finale predictions the following year, just based on the fact that we decided, hey, why not make it a thing? And so when this whole thing came up,
it's kind of a natural.
Yeah, it was kind of a natural. Like we were planning on just doing one final finale episode of Dharmalars, and then we're like, you know what, we should do a little more, and it was a natural.
Yeah,
let's do the finale predictions. Unfortunately for us, we both have busy schedules. The Lost producers or ABC or whoever decided, hey, let's put the finale 5 days after the penultimate episode.
Yeah, TikTok.
And it's like, wow, we don't have much time to do this. So luckily we're all together.
And we're putting it on wax.
Yeah.
Get it out there. I don't remember what our success rate was for predictions.
Good.
I remember tradition was doing our finale shows and just in, you know, lumping it up in two sentences like, oh man, my predictions were spot on.
Yeah, I got
like,
it right.
Mine are too. So, how was your week?
As long as we don't focus on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my finale predictions for this season may be pretty strong.
You feel pretty strong,
I feel pretty strong about it.
Wow.
They go to a concert.
I was going to say that
Bay City Rollers.
Yes. Kate wears that dress.
Ohio Players.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know what I'm going to say in terms of finale predictions, but I have a couple ideas. I don't think I feel super strong about it at all.
Here, let's do this. Let me go through and give you some of mine. We'll start up a conversation and see if you can play
yeah.
out those.
Yeah, let's converse.
The first prediction for me is they all go to a concert.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, but I've been saying it for all season that all of the Flash sideways stuff, would the closest way I can equate it to is after MASH. It's the epilogue.
It has
been the epilogue the whole time. That those series events happen after the on-island events.
So the first thing that we see of them on Oceanic Flight 815, the uh-huh. beginning of this season, is actually takes place after the episode we're going to yeah. watch on Sunday.
So imagine the on-island stuff being season 6, the off-island stuff being season 7.
That's a good way of putting it. And you told me that early on, and I've been watching it with that eye, and I think, yeah.
I'm fairly certain that may be the case.
I think all the off-island stuff, all the season 7 stuff, which I guess would be the zombie season, right? Did they sneak any zombies into that?
I thought season 4 was. I don't remember what the zombie
that
season
was. One of their gags on the Q-Slot podcast for a while.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's happening off-island is the stuff that's more interesting to me. Like, that's the one where as Lost is drawing to a close, I wish that there would be any more, because I want to see more of that.
When Jen and Sun died in the submarine, I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
Because they will be back in the Flash sideways.
Yeah, it was rough because it was a big, impactful, poignant moment. Yeah. These characters we've been watching since the beginning, who we've really, really invested in, uh-huh. dying in front of us, and I kind of thought,
and then in the next
why
scene,
don't I care?
And then the next scene you see Jin walking in the...
And that's why I don't care.
The whole thing with Jack's neck wound,
yeah,
I think is going to happen in the finale on Island. Okay. That's gonna be the one thing that tips us off as far as how we should view the timelines.
Okay.
I think that's the anchoring point for the audience to know when that happened mm-hmm. and when the season started.
And that's one of those things that, like, when I watch something with a big spoiler in it, like Fight Club or Sixth Sense, when I watch mm-hmm. that after the first time, and then you see all the hints, and I think... If I were working on this, I'd be like, no, too many hints.
Yeah.
No, exactly. No, pull back. And he had a neck wound, like, on the first episode of the season.
And I think that was the kind of...
And he looked in the mirror too long.
I think that was Connie to make people forget right away. Like, show it now, don't refer to it. And now the fact that they brought it up again reminds people, hey, you should have paid attention to that.
Yeah, we already established this. Don't blame us.
Do you think Jack will be the final candidate?
No, I do not.
Do you
Ryan's
think,
shaking his head vigorously. No,
do you think that it will be Hurley?
No.
Really?
I do not.
Okay. Ryan has a theory, Ryan, and I have a theory.
Let's go with Ben's theory first.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, because yours is better. We'll close on yours.
That's very, very untrue.
No, it's totally true. When you hear mine, you'll see, because you haven't heard mine yet. I've heard Ryan's.
Okay, go for it.
I don't even know if the razor is picking up your voice as well.
Okay, yes.
Well, you'll have, we'll rotate
I'll,
it.
We're all cozy.
That's cozy all up. All
right.
Okay, so I do not think that Jack will ultimately be the... I guess they're all candidates. He won't be the winner or whatever. I don't think he'll be the next Jacob. In my mind, it'll be Sawyer.
Okay.
Because it's too early.
It is too early.
And Sawyer is the least logical choice from a certain standpoint, and a more logical choice from the standpoint of who he's become on island and off island. And it's going to harken back to when he jumps out of the helicopter. It's ultimately Sawyer is going to be the one to make the sacrifice to save everyone. But my... take on it being Sawyer doesn't answer some of the questions that Ryan's take does answer. So,
what's your take, Ryan?
Why let me turn the razor towards me? I've actually never seen Lost, but I think I've picked up some good things just by hanging out with it. It's boom. So I think the candidate, the person to take over the island, is Ji Young, who is
you told me this
Sun and Jin's child.
Ji-Yeon Kwan.
So here's my take on it. So when Jacob gathers everybody around, we know he explains to him that they were candidates because they don't have anything really going for them. They right. don't have any connections to anybody. The name Quan appears on the cave, but
right.
they have each other.
Right.
So why would they be candidates? The only Quan that doesn't have anybody or knows that they don't have anybody is their child. Their child doesn't have any connection to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're on there. And I think that ties into... There's this whole mystery that has kind of disappeared, which is the obsession with children and not being able to have children right. and taking away children who are on the island.
Right.
So I think that there is some sort of prophecy, some sort of nod that whoever is going to take over for Jacob is a child who is in gestation on the island.
Which
it would be that... Which is why I think you have the smoke monster sort of acting like, Maleficent, trying to find every baby, trying to...
Yeah, yeah.
And preventing the pregnancies from coming to term because he doesn't want the person to protect
which
him.
Which would tie in that.
Which would keep him on the island. So, that's why I think they take Claire's child, because that's a child that was...
And it's going to have... And it would be a Littleton. If Littleton was written down on the wall, it could easily mean Aaron as much as it could mean Claire.
Exactly. So that is my... So, and then if Ralph's theory holds true, which is that everything we see in the Flash sideways happens after the island events, we see all the other candidates living happy lives.
Yeah, that's the thing that mine doesn't answer. Is I've been asking myself the whole time, like, if one of them ends up not doing it, then why are we seeing all of them?
So they all end up leading happy lives, and I think it would make baby Quan the happiest if his parents didn't die.
Right.
So I think that's why we see their life, but the one candidate... that we know. If it was Son or Jin, their name would be crossed
off. Do you think that maybe Jion was shot in the stomach, or in the face, or wherever, in Son's stomach, is a sacrifice for the island?
Again, I've never
what,
seen
did she,
show.
Did she lose the baby? Or?
No,
We don't know.
I think that's... If we go with your thing of it taking place later, that would be Jion's younger sibling from a different reality. Because that's 3 years after Jion is born.
But it would still
no.
be...
No?
Because it would...
It's 2004.
It's 2004,
but it is after...
Oh, you're right.
The island events. If Ralph's theory
is correct, then it's three subjective years after.
Right? Yeah.
For our people.
Yeah.
So, that's still a possibility. I don't know, because that sounds like the kind of bargain that Jacob does give to people. Like, oh, your parents will be alive, but you won't be with them.
Yeah.
But then he did say that... I don't know how much I trust Jacob. See, the thing with Jacob, is, after seeing... What was that one with him and the Man in Black?
Crappy.
Across the Sea?
Yeah.
You didn't like that one.
Not at all.
After seeing that one, I stopped thinking of Jacob so much as this, like, you know, omniscient leader, which I guess I hadn't really thought of him as that for a while. But I started thinking of him more as, like, he's one of the kids from the Blue Lagoon with, like, superpowers. He doesn't know what he's doing or what's going on more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, basing his whole mythology off of, like, half-remembered stories. Yeah. Like, when they try to do the Pledge of Allegiance in Blue Lagoon. Basically, what I'm saying is go watch the Blue Lagoon. And that'll show you all the answers for Lost.
What about another Blue Lagoon? A sequel to Blue Lagoon.
Equally valid. Yeah, equally valid. Go ahead and watch that one instead.
I think it's Hurley.
Okay.
I don't have as good of a reason as Ryan does for his, because Ryan actually swayed me. So
wow.
Hey, not bad.
But
last episode.
I think it's Hurley, only because of the weird line reading. Not that the line reading was weird, but the line was left in that I thought was strange, where Hurley says, "Dude, I'm glad it's not me."
Yeah.
Like, it seems strange. And Hurley in this time period has bad luck.
Yeah, he thinks he's cursed.
I think everyone on the island has had bad luck. And Hurley sees dead people, and I think maybe we would see a final deal being made with Hurley and Jacob, in which he says, make the plane land and make everybody happy.
But then why is there a Hurley? Why is there a Hurley?
Who doesn't really know, who had to be aware of...
He had to be awakened by Desmond. Yeah. That whole Desmond angle is cool.
Well, you can make yourself unaware. Like...
Men in Black?
Yeah.
You got neuralized?
What I don't understand is why when the Ajira Flight 316 was crash landing, you can hear Hurley on the radio calling out the numbers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's happened a couple times.
That's interesting.
I know when Rousseau landed on the island, the numbers were being repeated, which wasn't on the original thing.
Wasn't on
the original, I guess Rousseau did the transmission.
That's right. She recorded over the numbers.
But then who recorded over that transmission to say the numbers when Lupitas was landing in the 70s?
Oh.
No, they didn't land in the 70s. No, they landed in 2007.
But Hurley had been on the island in the 70s before Rousseau.
Yeah.
So it totally could have been his voice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But how did that get there?
And why? Like, how does he think that's going to help anyone?
I don't know. But it's probably going to get Sam Toomey to get there.
When do you think... Oh, so that could be like the whole thing of like... You put yourself in this position.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of his sacrifice he has to make, is that he ultimately causes the whole chain of events.
Yeah.
Even the reset and the other reset.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about the island being underwater at the very first episode?
That coincides with my theory that this is taking place after. I think that the black smoke succeeds in destroying the island, and that the only thing that Juliet did was splinter off realities.
Okay.
There is a theory that I heard from a friend of mine that Juliet was already dead, and that it was the black smoke who was talking to Sawyer in the first episode to get him on his course.
Oh.
To be in league with the black smoke. Like, he posed himself as dead Juliet.
Because that's one of the things
said
you can
it
do.
Worked, and then, like, kind of put this distrust in Jack, and then Sawyer's been, like, number one Locke supporter.
He sure was for a while, yeah.
And wasn't that, like, the thing that everybody said when they saw her still alive? Like, how did she possibly survive that fall?
And how did she say it worked?
It was the black smoke.
And when the black smoke appears as a dead person, he has physical form.
Yeah.
No, but at that time he'd already killed Jacob. He'd already had Ben kill Jacob. And I thought from that point forward he was locked in. He could only be Locke.
No, he's been Smoke all the time, man.
Smoke or Locke, but not another person.
Yeah, I think he can be
Did they have some sort of line about that in one of the earlier episodes?
I don't recall.
I think, well, because that was one of, that's one of my theories that I wanted to discuss, was that when Jacob died, that's when he couldn't appear as his own regular form anymore. I think that he can only appear as a dead person that someone who's alive knows.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he isn't set as Locke. He just can't be himself. He can be anyone he wants.
Hmm.
This is not even a prediction, but how many people through the course of this series that are dead people, how many of them do you suppose were the smoke monster, and how many of them do you suppose were people seeing dead people a la Hurley?
I would say the majority would be the black smoke.
He was just manipulating pieces, and
yeah.
he was testing people out. Because he said he was trying to find the people that would help him do what he needs to do.
So, I guess that all makes sense to me. I guess the one that doesn't make sense is when Jack is off-island and he sees his father. How is that the black smoke?
Doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. Because he says he can't leave. That's the whole point, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's just the same thing. He's just this dumb kid that doesn't even know, and now he's like this thousand-year-old dumb kid who just wants to know what's off the island.
Yeah.
What I think that this is a prediction.
Go for it.
Prediction. One of the final shots that we see will be the sunken island with the smoke monster tracking through it, still stuck there. He destroyed it.
That'd be cool.
But he can't get off it.
Oh, delicious twist.
Irony.
Yeah.
Or something.
Shot himself in the foot. Oh, Ryan doesn't want us to get into irony again. So that's one of my predictions.
What if he's a merman? that's pretty good. Merman. I like that.
What else?
What else do I have? I think I only had the two things where... Well, what do you think's going to happen at this concert once everybody's all together?
Faraday will be there. Pierre Chang will be there, which is cool.
Jack's son will be there.
Jack's son.
Jack's mom.
Jack's Baby Mama.
A.K.A. Juliet, who runs into Sawyer, and they have their cup of coffee.
You think that that Jack's baby mama is Juliet?
Sure, why not?
Oh, huh, okay.
They haven't showed her yet, which means that it's somebody we already know.
Do you think...
So why not Juliet? It's not going
to
be Nikki.
Well, because I think the thing is, if everybody's supposed to be happy, and Sawyer is happiest when he's with Juliet, uh-huh, that would really suck that she ends up being with Jack. And
No. They're not married anymore.
Yeah, she's free.
Interesting.
She's a baby mama, not Jack's wife.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'm thinking it's got to be Juliet, because otherwise...
She was already...
Why wouldn't they show us?
She was already just sloppy seconds when Sawyer got her first time.
Yeah.
Because Jack totally smooched all up on her.
And not to mention Goodman. Maybe Goodman.
Maybe Goodwin is Jack's
Goodwin.
Baby mama.
Sorry, Goodman. Maybe Goodwin is Jack's baby daddy.
Dude, Nikki and Paula better be in the finale.
They better be.
Is it just going to be like... That's why they added the extra 30 minutes. It's just for all the people that come back. They're just going to parade by. And look, it's Boone.
Oh,
and look, it's going to be like the Tournament of Roses. Oh, look, it's Nikki and Paula. And Froyer.
Froyer.
Look, it's that chick with the striped polo. She's back, too.
And Monty
Scott
Montana.
Scott and Steve.
Scott and Steve, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they're both still a leave now.
Nah, they're good. There's only like four survivors or five survivors from the plane crash.
Hurley, Sawyer,
Jack, Kate, and Claire.
Wow.
Well, I guess Boone, not Boone, Rose and Bernard are somewhere.
They might be.
And then I guess Walt somewhere.
No, I don't
know. Yeah, Walt is somewhere.
Here's something to wrap your mind around.
No.
Do you think that Ben Linus is actually on the side of Jacob? Do you think that he's been communicating this whole time, and the four people on Jacob's list in season two from the dock are the same people that Jacob was talking to by the fireside?
Oh, because they sure were.
Yeah, those are the four people that was on, quote, Jacob's list, end quote, that Ben Linus talked about.
See, there's two, I responded to that in two ways. One, Ben Linus is all over the map. He has just never made any sense to me. Two weeks in a row.
He's always been thinking and scheming and doing things, and I think by gaining trust in the man in black, he's playing a game.
Okay.
Why is Ben all of a sudden a follower? Just because the man in black pushed him around? I think he's using that to his advantage. I think he's working for Jacob.
He always does. And by the way, that was cold when he shot down Widmore.
Yeah.
That was badass. And also, to T.O.Q. and Michael Emerson sitting on the porch there, I have immensely enjoyed all of the scenes they've had together ever since Ben showed up in the hatch. That's been one of my favorite parts of the series, and I'm glad that we got another good scene like that. But still, I said that there was two reasons why I didn't know what Ben was up to. The other one is, I don't know how long Smokey was posing as Jacob. Like, the whole thing with the hole in the ash at the cabin...
Yeah.
And she said that no one's been there for a long time. I don't know if Smokey has been the one telling the others what to do.
I don't know either. I guess up until the point where there was the part of the ash was wiped clear.
Yeah.
Which was like, what, the end of last season? The season finale?
You mean around the temple?
Season 5? No, around the cabin.
Around the cabin, yeah. But they noticed
that's when
it.
He was...
They didn't do it. They just they said they noticed it when they were walking up to it.
So I wonder who did it
and how long ago.
Yeah.
And like, but it the whole thing is like. So Richard's like not the leader. He's the second in command.
Yeah.
He's like a constant for.
He's like Darth Vader to Palpatine.
Yeah, exactly. So, do the leaders ever see Jacob? And if they do, is Richard there? And if they do and he's not, is it just Smokey?
I don't know.
Is that something that they'll even have time to get into? Because it's like, you know...
I don't know, man. Ticking. 2.5 hours, you can squeeze a lot. They squeeze a lot into this week's episode.
Yeah.
They got 2.5 hours.
They have 2.5 hours.
And somehow it played better. I can't even remember what the answers were that they gave us this week's episode, but it played a lot better than when they explained what the whispers were.
Yeah.
Like, that was jarring.
Yeah, when Michael said that, I was waiting for him to say, and get the protocol droid's memory wiped.
Exactly.
And answered.
Figured that all out. But there was something that came up this week that was, like, a long-running thing on the show, and it was just, like, it was seamless. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now we know that.
Yeah. I thought it was a really good episode. I am excited about, I want to say next week's episode, but it's, like, in, Sunday's like, 4 episode. Days or
like,
something.
Like, do people know?
I hope
so.
Well, they probably have DVRs.
So, anyway, those are my predictions. I think I'm all dried up. What about you?
That's me too.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully some of these come true, and we could say, I told you so.
Yeah.
So, from the Lars, I'm Ralph, and I don't have a line to go out on, so I'll let Ben finish out the show.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. See you next week. Enjoy it. Lost World Vista.
See ya.